Unit 1. Culture. Exercise 1. Life in a box.
An old postcard. A map to a party. Used postage stamps. A magazine. A piece of junk mail. Some wrapping paper and ribbon. Does this sound like a work of art or a load of old rubbish? In fact, these are objects from a time capsule created by the world's most famous pop artist, Andy Warhol. Before he died in 1987, Andy Warhol had filled more than 600 boxes with hundreds of thousands of objects from his everyday life. Even when he was very young, Warhol liked collecting things. At the age of 9, he collected photographs of film stars. There's nothing unusual about that. However, his later collections are truly astonishing. From 1974 onwards, he always kept a brown cardboard box next to his desk. Whether it was a letter from a film star or a receipt for some shopping, if he didn't want to get rid of an object, he put it into the box. As soon as he had finished a box, he closed it, wrote the date on it, and started another. Warhol thought that the boxes were valuable. "Someday I'll sell them for $4,000 or $5,000 a piece," he wrote in his diary in 1986. Many people agree with him. The boxes are now at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, USA. In 2014, Warhol fans bought tickets to watch the opening of one of the final boxes. One fan had paid $30,000 to help open it. Was it worth it? It's true that many of the items are quite ordinary and appear worthless, but some of the boxes also contain rare objects. A drawing that Warhol never exhibited. A photograph that he took. Some of the items are simply bizarre. A fan's toenail clippings. A piece of pizza. Even a mummified foot. Warhol's art put everyday objects in the spotlight to make a comment on consumer society. Now, after his death, the everyday objects of Warhol's own life tell us a lot about the artist and society in the 20th century. So, was Warhol just a hoarder or an important chronicler of his time?